Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump urged his Turkish counterpart Wednesday to limit the country's incursion into Syria to avoid U.S. forces operating in the region, while Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on the U.S. to halt shipments of arms to YPG Kurdish rebels that it's fighting.
Inshallah. Speaking
Wednesday to local officials in Ankara, Mr. Erdogan suggested the incursion alongside allied Syrian rebels may expand to the Manbij region, a Kurdish-held area east of Afrin province, where the U.S. has helped the Kurds defeat Islamic State. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zuna suggested the potential for a serious confrontation.
U.S. forces are embedded with Syrian democratic forces dominated by the Kurdish-led YPG. It's also a particularly awkward situation for the United States, given that the United States provides the vast majority of Turkey's military equipment. So we're having two U.S. armed entities fighting each other with the possibility of U.S. troops themselves getting involved.
An estimated 2,000 U.S. troops are in Syria. The Turkish offensive launched Saturday aims to neutralize the YPG Kurds it sees as a security threat linked to the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party. Meanwhile, rockets fired from Syria struck the Turkish border town of Kilis, killing two and wounding several others. The U.S. Wednesday called for an international arms embargo on South Sudan, expressing frustration over the failure of last month's ceasefire to end the sputtering four-year conflict. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council President Salva Kiir's government has increasingly proven itself to be an unfit partner to help restore peace. This is VOA News. Former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson resigned Wednesday from an international